It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Alrighty, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Michael Basham here. We're going to be discussing some of the World War III news, World War II 2.0. World War 2.0 is what we should be calling it. Just briefly, the time is short, and we're going to be also getting into returning to your first love. Psalm chapter 17 and 18, to love the Lord your strength. To claim your inheritance, your identity under the Lordship of Jesus Christ as a disciple. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. So we have a lot of news coming out right now. It looks like the Western governments would like to start World War 2.0, World War 3. And they're going ahead with it, and I don't know what to say. It's kind of leaves you as like a deer in the headlights. You're like, what do I do with this information? How do we even talk about this? Well, briefly, big picture is America has to be taken out of the way in order for the Antichrist system to arise. So, of course, they're going to do everything they can to weaken America, to bring America down, so that then this globalist end time empire can finally arise and you can join me, give in to your hate, says the Antichrist. And you have a choice every day where you place your trajectory of your life, your identity, if you're going to be part of the globalist world order. It used to be when I was growing up, I'm kind of grown up now, believe it or not. My friends were like, well, if I could just work for the United Nations and, I can maybe like help the poor and stuff. Like, yeah, dude, it's gonna be cool. Now it's like if you work for the UN, you're part of this whole pedophile army. We've got to send more money to Ukraine. We've got to do blah, blah, blah. Listen, for those of you who have this unclear in your minds, Russia repeatedly warned that if you send Ukraine into NATO, if you bring Ukraine into NATO, that is the equivalent of like Mexico joining North Korea and getting armed with giant nuclear missile silos. Like it's right there on the border. It's a declaration of war on Russia. They are forced to invade and take certain parts of Ukraine and remove that Western influence. And the goal isn't to keep Ukraine, it's just to like set it free from all the pedophile, weird, homosexual, LGBT government. The military has been pretty much purged. America has really become the horror. All the good people are leaving the building. I know a few good people in government, but they're even like, whoa, it's getting dark here. Their faith is shaking, their engines. Oh, should I stay on this trajectory? Ah. I don't know what to tell you guys, but in my case, it's like, pull out, get out of there now. But I can take it. Get out of there. Abort mission. A lot of people are going to go down with the ship. A lot of good people, and I've seen this before. I don't want to see it happen again. But the U.S. military has been conquered. The U.S. military, as far as the top brass leadership, the United Nations, NATO, all the like the Western government that was supposed to be the shining like beacon of truth and art and beauty and creativity is now decimated. And when you listen to the Russians, you listen to the Russians' podcasts of like, what is that show called? There's a few Russian podcasts where they're just absolutely making fun of the fact that, hey, yo, send money to Ukraine. Everybody will be gay. Ha ha ha. La la la. Okay, now let's talk about history and philosophy and common sense. And they sound like G.K. freaking Chesterton. All right. The Russians are not Russian in. You get that? They're not Russian to. When I say white papers on Facebooks.com, I don't mean like spirit, racism, spiritual racism. Some people might think I'm talking about spiritual racism. I'm not. What I'm talking about is like when the government or the military releases white papers, we're actually discussing real stuff. Just to be clear here, just because I heard mayonnaise was considered racist because it's white. So just to be clear, I mean, all the energy gets sucked out of the room, all the oxygen, when somebody turns the conversation to like, well, that's racist. You make a joke about Mexicans. Oh, that's racist. But they're Mexicans and we're Americans and we're different. And some of the stuff that we do is different and funny. Well, that's racist. All right, I guess we can't really talk anymore. I'm not racist. I'm just saying there's funny things that different people do, and I love them, and I have a lot of respect for Mex. That's racist. Right, I guess time to move to a country where people aren't programmed by CNN all day. Sad state of affairs, but much more so, don't lose hope. Stay under the umbrella of God. The news. The events, the situations that we're about to go through, the deplugging of America, the absolute causing America to become a third world country This is all by design. It's been spoken about out loud on the rooftops. The Warner people, not Warner Brothers, but the, you know, the Watchmen, the people that are like, New World Order's coming, Illuminati, it's all there, Masons. I mean, they're all being proven right, but they don't even really read their Bibles. And I hope to, in the following broadcast, to really get into the bones of Revelation, to talk about the whole long-term picture of the Bible so that you don't lose hope. Look, if you understand the Bible timeline from Genesis to Revelations, to understanding that, I'm sorry, I said Revelation, it's Revelation, the book of Revelation, the Revelation of St. John. This is all going to take place. There's going to be a mark of the beast system. There's going to be a one world government. There's going to be total worldwide persecution of faith completely. And where does that lead us? Well, it leads us to prophecies being fulfilled and Jesus coming back at the end. And it's all about your relationship with God and that through that purging of all the garbage and the filth. Like, don't you want your life to be purged of all unnecessary baggage and garbage? Do you really want to live a lie where you think, well, maybe if I seek Heil and I say Hitler good, maybe then Jesus will love me? And you're like the German in the SS, like you believe, like, well, the Jews, they are very bad. Wait, I'm thinking maybe the Bible talks about the Jews. Maybe the Jews isn't not so bad in the Bible, but my commanding SS officer says, you must kill the Jews. We must round them up and put them in the gulags. Sorry, wrong country. Stalin had the gulags. Stalin was the bigger killer than Hitler, by the way, but side subject. Don't you want to be a person who understands that the Ukrainians are the Nazis, that the West, the NATO, the people that stole the election. Remember Trump? Remember back when there was like a freedom feeling in America and there wasn't like World War III coming and there wasn't all this crazy insanity going on all over the place? Remember that? No? Okay. Well, all right. Well, that's fine. Just die, I guess. But we will not die. But we will live and we will fight like lions. We will not die like dogs. Anyway, Jesus coming back soon means that the world falls into such just total deception. We need to pray. We need to get close to Jesus. Let my sentence come forth from thy presence. Let thine eyes behold the things that are equal. Give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. Don't lie to God. Don't say, dear Jesus, I pray for Zelensky. Dear Jesus, I pray for Hitler. I pray for all the SS officers. And you're doing God's work to kill the Jews. Amen. And you're like, wait, no, that doesn't sound right. And that's what you're, when you idiots who support everything that's like the latest thing. Dear Jesus, please bless the pedophiles in the government that are helping the LGBTQ pride thing to help the children to understand liberation of, and you have the drag queens. And we just, and you kind of like do a double take and you're like, wait, well, anyway, that's what CNN told me to pray for. I'm going to pray against Putin. Putin bad, and you know, Russia bad. Oh, dear Jesus. And Jesus is like, I love you, but you're literally praying for death. Like, I can't answer that prayer. Read the Bible, like read the whole Bible and get into the place of David and fight for the lost and the oppressed. I'm not against Ukraine. I'm just saying that the governments of this world are so corrupt. And now the bad, quote unquote, bad guys, China, not good, China, Russia, never trust them. But dear God, like, you read Russian news and it makes much more sense than Western news. It makes like a lot of sense. It feels like Christian news. And then you read our news and it's all twisted upside down, lies twisted. Anyway, you can't trust anybody but our Western filthy
establishment system has been so overtaken by corruption that I don't know where to tell people to go or what to do. It's just, it's time to read the Psalms. It's time to really get into the Psalms. You know, hide me under the shadow of thy wings, O Lord. Psalm 17, verse 8. From the wicked that oppress me, from my deadly enemies who compass me about, they are enclosed in their own fat. With their mouth they speak proudly. They have this arrogance about them that when they lie, they just Anthony Fauci and
mRNA, the uptick in the rehabilitation. What are you saying? You don't know what you're talking about.
These bad guys, they're so counting on the distracted, over-medicated, inebriated, drugged-out populace, over-entertainmentalized people to just go along with whatever they're saying. They are betting on that, and they're betting on people being uninformed. I'm not angry necessarily against anybody individually. I just feel like this spirit of Babylon, the horror, has descended and overtaken every orifice of this country to the place where when the nuclear war does start, you're going to see these bombs going off and you're going to know that the only strength that I have is in Jesus Christ. And to call upon him daily, hourly, minutely, secondly, I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me. O God, incline thine ear unto me and hear my speech. Show thy marvelous loving kindness. O thou that savest by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. I know, old King James, but just God help us. You are the one who saves us. You are the one, you are our protection, not a Donald Trump or not a republic or not a, you are the only one who will ever save us and protect us from what is to come. Arise, O Lord, disappoint him, cast him down, deliver my soul from the wicked, which is thy sword, from men, which are thy hand, O Lord, from the men of this world, which have their portion in this life. Like, even just when things are good, it's like you're still oppressed. Like, we've all been oppressed by people of this world. They have their children, they have their family, and they leave the rest of their substance to their babes. But as for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake in thy likeness. Is your identity just your own substance, your own family? I mean, I love my family. I'm blessed to be a part of the Don Basham lineage, the first son of Glenn Basham, the only son of Don Basham who worked with Derek Prince. So that when you listen to me ramble a little bit, I carry this as a little bit of a burden sometimes, but it's like, family! I mean, some of that is like changing diapers, running around, chasing chickens and goats, and spending time with family and loving and being a part of the Basham clan. I mean, this is who I am, but I drive here, I do this brief little testimony because these are the words of my testimony. And this is how we overcome. Last night, I did a podcast. I drove home. I was recording, I thought. I got home. I was like, man, I just delivered my soul. I just unloaded. And then I looked at my phone. Oops, I forgot to hit the record button. Somehow, I thought I hit it, but whatever. Driving through the crazy, twisty roads of North Carolina, realized it wasn't recording. So I didn't curse. I just had a good laugh. And I was like, well, you know, the things that were spoken, the angels heard them. And a lot of what I said was just basically that we're going through like this nebulous cloud of demonic energy. So when you feel beset by doubt or depression or negativity, consider this, that the enemy is trying to take you out. He's trying to demoralize you. He's trying to shut you down. And when you understand that, you understand that the enemy is fighting you, not your family, not friends, not situations, not your boss, not even the government. Then you can turn to Psalm 18. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. So, hallelujah. Okay, we got to go here. Man, it's like people don't get it, man. They don't get it. But I want to do more live shows. I want to be present more. Not so much to share, dude. To continue in Psalm 18, the Lord is my fortress and my deliverer. When you see the nukes going off in San Francisco and LA and wherever, Washington, D.C., or maybe some Ukrainian city, or maybe Berlin, or I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Sorrows of death encompassed me. The floods of ungodly men made me afraid. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple. My cry came before him, even into his ears. When you cry unto the Lord, I'm telling you, in your distress, he will hear you. How many people really grab the train of his heavenly garment and just like, Jesus! You know, just grabbing him, just like, Lord! Not that many, believe it or not. And then he will bow the heavens and come down. He will come down in the brightness before him, the clouds and the hailstones and the coals of fire and thunder from heavens. Hailstones! Lightnings. So God will draw you out of many waters of difficulty. And if you're afraid of these things, I call you to focus your laser sight of your spirit, your soul, your energy, even if you're distracted with this and that and this and this and this, like me. You would just directly to God and then let him direct your paths and bring you into a place of peace through the tribulation, through the end time events, to understand God has a place of peace and of rest, so that out of that peace and that rest, you can begin to create and boom, like boom, 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 outward, just like our Heavenly Father who is a creator. All right, I got to go. I can speak for 3 more hours here tonight, maybe 30 more, maybe 3,000 more hours. But we got to run. Short transmission tonight. Sorry for the audio quality. The audio mic was left in the other car today. Not blaming anybody but myself. But hallelujah, let's stay strong for Jesus and don't get demoralized. Don't let the enemy push you down. Be strong in the Lord. He will see us through. Thank you for listening to this. I'm delivering my soul. I'm saying, discipleship for Jesus, no matter what. Just lay your whole life on the altar. Watch what he'll do. He will do very great things. Alrighty. Thank you very much, guys. Stay strong. Don't be afraid. Hallelujah.